2012年9月听力部分试题。
Part A, Directions. You will hear 10 short dialogues. For each dialogue, there is one question and 4 possible answers. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and mark it in your test booklet. You will have 15 seconds to answer the question, and you will hear each dialogue only once. One. What a fantastic tie you've got, Adam.
Thanks. It's a birthday gift from my wife.
It goes so well with your shirt.
I was thinking of giving my father a wallet or a book on his birthday, but it seems that a tie is a better choice. Two. Great party, isn't it? Ted and Jane always have great parties.
But this is my first. I only met Ted yesterday. He and I teach at the same school.
Oh, you're a teacher. What do you teach?
History and geography. Three. You look so angry. What happened?
Nothing. I'd rather not talk about it. Just don't ask.
Come on. I think you need to let off some anger. Not have your feelings held back like that. It'll eat your life.
Four. What's the problem?
This cheese has gone bad. It's past the sell-by date. I bought it in this shop yesterday.
Well, that's not really our fault. The supplier is responsible.
But you sold it in your shop. I'd like to get my money back, please. Five. Stanley, there is a Mr. Miller on the phone who wants to talk to you.
I'm busy at the moment. Can you ask him to hold? Tell him I'll talk with him in a few seconds.
Sure. He's online too.
Thanks, Jane. Six. Are you staying long?
No, unfortunately, only a couple of weeks.
On business or on holiday?
Business, I'm afraid. My company is setting up an office in London. Seven. My sister is really keen on soccer.
Really? What team does she support?
Not any in particular. She is an enthusiastic player. She's on the local women's team.
Well, if that's the case, you really must take me to see her play sometimes.
Eight. I was almost fooled by a telephone call yesterday.
What's it about?
A week's vacation for two. But I realized it was a cheat when they told me to ring a special telephone number to claim the price.
Well, those calls are charged at unbelievably high rates. Nine. I'd like to recommend an extremely efficient workout machine at this fitness club.
Great. I need your professional advice.
The rowing machine. So many people just ignore it, but it's a full body exercise. It combines strength training with the heart.
Ten. Hi, Mark. I heard you just had an interview for a new job. How did it go?
I think I did well. They said they'd make a decision by this Friday.
This Friday? It looks like they want to hire the person as quickly as possible.
Part B. Directions. You will hear four dialogues or monologues. Before listening to each one, you will have 5 seconds to read each of the questions which accompany it. While listening, answer each question by choosing A, B, C, or D. After listening, you will have 10 seconds to check your answer to each question. You will hear the recording only once. Questions 11 to 13 are based on a conversation between a woman and her neighbor.
Hi, I'm Sally. I live in the apartment 324, right next door. I was wondering if you could do a favor for me. I'm expecting a package to be delivered, but now I have to go to the property manager. Could you sign the package and hold it for me?
Of course. I would be happy to help you out. By the way, I'm John. I moved in here 2 days ago. It's nice to meet you.
I've been living here for 6 months.
Would you like to come in for a cup of coffee?
No, thanks. I need to talk to the property manager about some problems with my apartment.
What trouble are you having?
My electric stove gets too hot. I baked a cake yesterday. After only 5 minutes, the cake was as hard as a brick. I had the temperature set right.
Something must be going wrong with it. You'd better talk to the property manager and get it repaired as soon as possible.
Okay, I have to go now. I really appreciate your help. I'm glad that you moved in next door to me. I'll bake a cake as a housewarming gift as soon as my stove is working.
Sounds great. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye for now.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the following conversation between a man and a woman about taking a vacation.
I really need a vacation. I just can't decide where to go.
Have you ever been to Curaçao?
No, I haven't. It's so far.
Oh, come on. In this day and age, nothing is far. Besides, once you get there, it's like being in paradise. I really think you should consider it. In fact, I suggest you ask your travel agent about it.
What's so great about Curaçao? It's just another tropical island with a pretty beach.
Just another tropical island? Bright sunny days with blue water, rolling upon to the clean white sand. Gentle winds blowing through the palm trees, of clear move at night. Come on, it's a tremendous place to go.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, you can go wherever you want. But it's important that you relax during your vacation. And Curaçao is the perfect place for that. I mean, you can do all the things you like to do. Play tennis, swim, read, rest. Not to mention eat well and get a great suntan. Why are you so hesitant? Come on, be adventurous.
You're certainly making it sound better by the minute. Okay, maybe I'll check it out with my travel agent.
I suggest you hurry. This is a very busy time of the year. And reservations aren't always easy to get. And it is absolutely necessary that you have reservations.
Questions 18 to 21 are based on the following conversation about renting handbags. John, shall we go to Sun Store? I have decided to buy that Murbury handbag. Anyway, I'm not carrying this one to Mary's wedding.
But, Jane, why not rent one with handbag hire? Instead of $990, pay $50, and you have it for a whole week.
Sounds great. But I never knew I can rent a handbag.
Handbag Hire is a new business. It was founded 2 months ago. Its collection covers many designer handbags.
So, for the price of one murabre, I can use a different bag each week for 20 weeks?
Absolutely. And if you like one of them, you can choose to buy it at a discounted rate. Of course, the price varies by age and condition. For example, a $1,500 Murbury bag can sell for just $750.
Great. But how do I rent? By telephone or in person?
Either. And more conveniently, it accepts online orders.
I'll do it online now. I still have one more question. Mary's wedding is next Saturday. There are only 5 days left. Do I have enough time?
Don't worry. It promises that customers receive their orders by post within 2 days. 3 more days to go.
Oh, I'd better order one right now. Questions 22 to 25 are based on the following conversation on communication. Somebody once said that good communication can solve any problem. Do you agree with this?
I think that good communication can solve a lot of problems and improve many a situation. I worked in some seemingly impossible situations and saw people change dramatically all because they started communicating in better ways. But can good communication solve all problems? No. It can't stop some people from seeing the world in twisted ways. It can't stop some people from hurting themselves.
What kind of people do you have difficulty working with?
I'm naturally a person who likes to be decisive and to act, so I get impatient sometimes when I'm working with a large group, because it takes time for everyone's voice to be heard and for everyone's opinion to be aired. Yet I know that process is vital if they're going to reach the ultimate decision.
Is success of business based more on the results of what you do or on how you communicate what you've done?
Oh, it's a combination of both. To be successful, you have to be able to achieve results, but you also have to be able to communicate what you achieve. The most successful people don't place glory on themselves, but rather on people who help them achieve success.